I came out of the federal building feeling subdued, yet not really unhappy. At least I was a soldier. I had papers in my pocket to prove it. I hadn't been classed as too dumb and useless for anything but make work. It was a few minutes after the end of the working day, and the building was empty, save for a skeleton night staff and a few stragglers. I ran into a man in the rotunda who was just leaving. His face looked familiar, but I couldn't place him. But he caught my eye and recognized me. "Evening," he said briskly. "You haven't shipped out yet?" And then I recognized him, the fleet sergeant who had sworn us in. I guess my chin dropped. This man was in civilian clothes, was walking around on two legs, and had two arms. "Good evening, sergeant," I mumbled. He understood my expression perfectly, glanced down at himself, and smiled easily. "Relax, lad. I don't have to put on my horror show after working hours, and I don't. You haven't been placed yet?" "I just got my orders." "For what?" "Mobile infantry." His face broke into a big grin of delight, and he shoved out his hand. "My outfit. Shake, son. We'll make a man of you, or kill you trying. Maybe both." "It's a good choice?" I said doubtfully. "A good choice? Son, it's the only choice. The mobile infantry is the army. All the others are either button pushers or professors, along merely to hand us the saw. We do the work." He shook hands again and added, "Drop me a card. Fleet Sergeant Ho, Federal Building. That'll reach me. Good luck." And he was off, shoulders back, heels clicking, head up. I looked at my hand. The hand he had offered me was the one that wasn't there, his right hand. Yet it had felt like flesh and had shaken mine firmly. I had read about these powered prosthetics, but it is startling when you first run across them. I went back to the hotel where recruits were temporarily billeted during placement. We didn't even have uniforms yet. Just plain coveralls we wore during the day, and our own clothes after hours. I went to my room and started packing, as I was shipping out early in the morning. Packing to send stuff home, I mean. Weiss had cautioned me not to take along anything but family photographs and possibly a musical instrument if I played one, which I didn't. Carl had shipped out 3 days earlier, having gotten the R&D assignment he wanted. I was just as glad, as he would have been just too confounded understanding about the billet I had drawn. Little Carmen had shipped out too, with the rank of cadet midshipman, probationary. She was going to be a pilot all right, if she could cut it, and I suspected that she could. My temporary roomie came in while I was packing. "Got your orders?" he asked.
"Yep."
"What?"
"Mobile infantry."
"The infantry? Oh, you poor, stupid clown. I feel sorry for you, I really do." I straightened up and said angrily, "Shut up. The mobile infantry is the best outfit in the army. It is the army. The rest of you jerks are just along to hand us the saw. We do the work." He laughed. "You'll find out. You want a mouthful of knuckles?"